Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Don Ahern joins us. He's president and CEO of Ahern Rentals, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care. For all your small calamities.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care. For all your small calamities.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, and we are here with Don Ahern, after whom this hotel is named. It
Good
is a pleasure
morning.
To have you back here, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
And thank you again for hosting us, as you have done the last several trips. We really appreciate it. And you're also the president and CEO of Ahern Rentals across the nation and around the world. Yeah. So let's start out with the biggest topic, which is obviously inflation. Yeah. What are your concerns and how is it affecting things? Oh.
Well, it's a terrible situation, Sam. It's affecting us at every turn. You know, inflation is basically crowding out all of our profits at this stage of the game. And we're having a real hard time getting our rental rates up. It's just really, really difficult with all the competitiveness that we have in the equipment rental industry. But at the same time, labor costs are just going up amazingly fast. And, you know, we have nearly probably pretty close to 3,000 vehicles across America consuming fuel. And the fuel costs are doubling and probably going to triple before too long. In fact, in California they have, and we do a lot of business in California. So inflation is just terrible. In our manufacturing side of our business, which is about a third of our business, every part and piece is going up because they're all made out of steel. Steel has doubled, and I could tell you more and more about it. But
please do, because I mean, you know, in everybody I'm talking to in the construction industry, and especially in home construction, for example, the builders are revising the cost for housing because the prices have all gone up so dramatically that what they said they were going to do a year ago is no longer viable.
No, that's absolutely true. And we're getting quotes on materials now. So Ahern Rentals is the rental company that everybody kind of knows me for. But we have this manufacturing business too, which is not a small business. It runs between $300 and $400 million a year in business. So we have to buy parts and pieces and stuff. Part of that manufacturing business is what we call Extreme Cube Corporation, where we build modular buildings.
Right.
And we're doing apartment buildings and some little smaller high-rise buildings now, along with some houses. But our primary business in that area has been the oil and gas people and mining and building facilities out in the middle of nowhere land, you know. But also the marijuana industry for a short period of time was a big customer for us too, building those buildings that they could grow.
The grow houses.
Yeah, the grow houses and particularly the laboratories and all that. We built all that stuff for them. But now the problem is we're getting quotes on building materials and stuff, and sometimes only one day. We have a one-day price. And it's kind of hard for us to give our customers. We used to give a customer a price to build a multi-million dollar project, and we'd give them 6 months. We'd hold that price for 6 months. Now our vendors are giving us, worst case, 1 day, most cases 30 days, and we can't give our customers. We give them a quote now. It's X plus whatever the change in the inflation rate is next month and the months after. During the projects take often a year to build, so you're buying materials all the way through there.
I'm talking to roofing companies that I represent on the advertising agency side of my business. They're telling me chemicals a year out.
Yeah, chemicals is a big problem. Now, I'm not a giant chemical buyer, but we do buy quite a few phosphates and different things because we have to wash this steel and all that stuff. And we use insulation, polyurethane, two-part AB kind of stuff. Same problem. We can't get our polyurethane, can't get it right now.
Now, on the vehicle side, because you construct vehicles of all different kinds, are you having the same problems with computer chips that everybody else is having?
We are. We absolutely are. In fact, one thing that we build the highest quantity of is just a generic scissor lift, like you see. And we build thousands of those every year. And they have a box inside them that's not much bigger than this phone. It kind of looks, it's a little thicker than a phone. It's a little computer box. And nowadays, you can't build a machine without that box because the OSHA ANSI regulations have required all this new safety stuff, and you just can't do it without it. You can't build it with switches and relays like you used to. Our supplier of that computer box cannot buy a chip. We actually had to go source, because I've got a small office and factory in China. We actually had to go physically run around China, find these little chips, and send them to our outfit that makes our little computer boxes.
Right.
We had to give them the chips so they could put them in their stuff and tell them back to us, because they couldn't find them. Yeah.
All right. So
big problem.
Do you see this as a potentially 2 to 3 year issue, or do you see this inflation riding out longer than that?
Well, I can tell you it's not going to be over with in a moment. I remember when we went into COVID, and of course my banks were quick to bring me in for meetings and try to hold my feet to the fire and so forth, you know. And they wanted to know what I thought, and they made it very clear that this was going to be a 1 year, 2 year program. Now we're into it. We're just wrapping up. Coming up on March is 2 years since March of 20, when I kind of say is when COVID really started hitting us, you know. And it's clearly going to run at least until March of 23, and maybe all the way through 23 before the supply chain. I didn't mention the freight. The freight's the other biggest problem. And if you want to know what we're doing about China and freight.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So what we did is we went out and borrowed $20 million, and we took our fabrication efforts and augmented them and put in more fabrication so that we could replace we could start making the parts and pieces that we make in China now.
So you're fabricating them here in the U.S.?
Yeah, we're fabricating them here in the U.S. Now, the parts cost in China went up quite a bit, but that's not the big problem, because China suppresses the cost of steel and everything for those people in China. What really killed us was the freight, getting it from China to here. And now it gets into our borders, and it floats around out there for 60 days in the harbor. And then when they get it onto the dock, they don't have enough trucks to get it to Vegas. So we actually now have to send our trucks down to a dock. And of course, the unions have got that all locked up, unless it's a union driver. So now the trains and everything aren't coming to Vegas with the stuff. So we have to go down there and manipulate ourselves, get our materials there, and bring it to Vegas ourselves.
All right, so now I throw in the what should be good news, but obviously, or at least obviously to me, is not good news, which is now you have trillions of dollars coming in this infrastructure bill. If we're not able to maintain what we're doing right now, how are we going to do this with all these, you know, for every state, billions of dollars?
Okay. So there's big tariffs on steel coming in, whether they be fabricated parts or raw steel. I think they call it the 232 deal that Trump put on China and some of these other countries too, to keep the steel price up. But the big problem we got is, and I'll probably get clobbered for this, Sam, but because I'm buying from Nucor and Alvarez and some of these other big steel mills. Well, very honestly, they're very piggish, and they've taken advantage of the situation, and now we're paying $1 a pound for steel, and I used to pay 37 cents. So they've raised the price of steel to the point that we cannot, as a country, we can't get manufacturing up and running. I'm doing it one way or another. I'm probably doing it at a loss. I really don't know, because I really don't know what my real costs are. By the time I get jacked around at China, and I get jacked around on the freight costs, I mean, freight costs is like quadrupling. I used to pay like $3,800 for a 40-foot container, you know, and that holds about 40,000 pounds. And it comes across here. That cost now, if I wanted a container tomorrow, it'd cost me $25,000.
Right.
If I planned for it, I could probably get it down around 9,000. So it's tripled to almost a factor of 7 or 8.
Okay, so where's the breaking point? Where's the point where you go, this just doesn't make any sense, we need to stop, take a deep breath?
You have to think long term. At some point, everything's got to straighten out. Supply and demand always works out in the long term. But when government gets involved, they screw it all up. If government's going to get involved and create this situation, Nucor, for example, which is they're the guiding light when it comes to steel. If they raise their price, everybody raises their price. If they lower their price, everybody lowers their price. Because they're the local. They actually made more profit in a quarter than they had ever made in a whole entire year in the past. And, if there's a place for government to play ball, then they really need to cause that those people not take advantage of this situation we're in right now.
Okay, but I mean, is that realistic? I mean, isn't that what occurs?
Probably not. Supply and demand. Now, what will probably happen, these 232 rules that Trump put in, he put in a 25% tariff on steel, stuff like that. So, and I kind of, think that's right. You know, we need that. But on the other hand, you got to do something to keep our domestic commodities makers from, they've all got a new skill set that they're really, really good at that some of the auto manufacturers used to use or do use or started using first is they restrict supply and drive the rate up, price up. And they've actually learned that they can make more money by doing that than to just make more money by producing more product. In the meantime, it just takes advantage of everybody, but it's really keeping what should be a new revolution of new manufacturing going on in the United States, creating jobs and all that. And I'm just forcibly going through, to be honest with you. If I had a board of directors if I was a public company, I'd probably be fired for what I'm doing, to invest $20 million into something that I know won't work. But when the price of steel comes down, then it might work.
But just to throw this in here, you know, isn't that the key, though, to America, is the entrepreneur, the person who doesn't report to a corporate board, the person who says, okay, this has the potential to be successful. Maybe it's not going to be successful right now, but I'm going to mortgage the house to make it work. Mm-hmm. And then down the road, if you're lucky, it pays off, and that's America.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeff Bezos.
No, you're right.
Jeff Bezos seemed crazy. I remember probably 10 years ago, he was on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, and they were walking around an Amazon plant, and he was talking about just taking all the profits and reinvesting and reinvesting. And she said, but you've never made a profit. He said, no, but I got to keep growing the business because eventually it'll make a profit. And I thought, man, this guy's crazy. Not so crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to look really long term, like 10 years, like 20 years. You know, the Japanese have taught us that philosophy. They're very, very good at that. But China's really, really not doing a they're not doing us any favors as a country right now. You know that.
And it's interesting that from the previous administration to this administration, the tariffs have not changed.
No. No, they haven't. They have not.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Don Ahern. It's a real college course in business here right after this timeout.
Right.
Hey, guys. Are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Don Ahern. He's the president and CEO of Ahern Rentals. He also owns the Ahern Hotel, which is a convention hotel here in Las Vegas on Sahara. With CES coming up, is this the first opportunity you have to really demonstrate what this property is all about in terms of being a breakout place for such a massive convention?
Right. To your point, we kind of feed on the convention industry, and our hotel here has had a few great moments where we're just jam-packed with people. Yesterday, there wasn't very many people around this building. And
well, until last night, when there was a lot of people here, and I got to point this out, because there's going to be a lot of kids here this evening receiving gifts. So
that's right. So tonight we have over 500 people will be here on three different events. I think we have the Hope Prisoners for Hope, Hope for Prisoners group. We have Seagal, who's running for Attorney General. We got them in a different area doing a fundraiser for her. And then we have a big group from Italy in that's doing a thing that really some wonderful Italian friends that are visiting the U.S. from Farisine. I think they call it Farisini, actually, if I pronounced it right. So it's kind of a feast or famine kind of a deal around this hotel, but October was the best month we'd ever had. We had over 80 different small events here, and I'm so excited about the hotel. You know, it's just a fun place, and we're bringing value to lots of people. We're having little weddings, but more importantly, we have family reunions and small businesses are having groups. You know, we're very convenient for people. We can actually handle up to about 1,000, but we're very convenient for 40 to 500 people.
And you're also 5 minutes from the convention center.
We're within walking distance. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you this: World of Concrete is coming back
in
the early part of the year. That was the first big convention, and you display a lot of your equipment over there.
Yeah, we do.
Are you looking for good business coming out of this, and will World of Concrete be a lot bigger than it was last year?
So that'll be, I think, in January, February, somewhere right in there. Or maybe it's, I think it's in January, actually.
Yes.
And because we're already prepping for it. But it comes every January or so. But they did, last year, they didn't have it. And then they had it again late in the fall.
Yeah, I think it was June. Wasn't it June?
July, August, something.
Yeah, it was June, like when we were here last time.
Yeah, it was the first one, the first real show back in Vegas,
right.
And it was kind of a dead show. It didn't really.
It was about what 13,000 people showed up, as against about 30,000.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so now it seems like we just had it, and it's already coming back again. Get back on the same routine. And but I think this will be a pretty good show coming up. You know, the town is now busy. As long as their governor doesn't do something stupid like they're doing over in California, they're trying to shut it all down starting Monday. We were dealing with that this morning on how I got 19 different rental yards over in California. So we got to learn how to play in that. And that governor's always doing stupid stuff. And I'm not saying our governor is stupid, but he does a lot of stupid things, so.
Okay, I will leave that sit where it is. What I was just in California, and what disappointed me was the policing for vaccinations was being done by 18 and 20-year-old young ladies who were hostesses at restaurants, who were having to deal with people showing their vaccine cards and their driver's licenses and not necessarily happy about that. That didn't seem to be a fair
Where was
situation.
This at?
This was in Berkeley, San Francisco, Oakland.
Yeah, like New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I'm an anti-vaxxer, just so you know. I've never been vaccinated. I'll never be vaccinated. I don't believe in it. And I've had COVID just about a year ago. I had a good, hard couple of weeks of COVID. Had my antibodies counted. I'm over 2,500. There's a bill that's being presented. I can't remember that congresswoman that's doing that for people that have had it. And my antibodies are higher than everybody. But I've got, in my company, I believe in letting my employees do whatever they want to do. So if they want to be vaccinated, that's fine. I'm happy for them. If they don't want to, I'm happy for them there. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do if I'm mandated to have to, like, make my employees get vaccinated. This is something I hope never happens, because it's going to be World War III in my mind. You know, I will never, ever tell one of my employees they've got to be vaccinated. But I have been keeping track more recently of, and we've had a lot of people getting the Chinese flu, whatever you want to call it. And the majority of the people get it right now have already been vaccinated. So.
But a lot of people, and I do want to point this out, it's not as severe as in some cases people have had.
Okay, I don't believe you.
Okay, but I like your idea, which is to let people make their own decisions.
Absolutely.
You know, because I've been fully vaccinated, and that means I'm happy to travel and go around and feel comfortable. And if you're not vaccinated and you're comfortable with that, I think that's America.
We
have to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Okay.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers with Don Ahern. We are completely out of time. It is always a pleasure. Thank you again for hosting us. And obviously lots more to talk about because I got a lot more questions.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Sam,
we'll right
thank
back.
You.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you next time.